Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson, and co-hosting with my good friend Lisa Diamond in Florida. I'm calling in from Idaho. We had 95 degrees here on Friday. We had snow on Sunday and Monday, and now it's back to gorgeous weather. Typical weather in the Rocky Mountains. Super excited to be hosting Whatever Wednesday today with Lisa, and we've got a great topic. I'm going to be taking a lot of notes that Lisa is going to talk to us about. But first, you know, some announcements. I hope everybody received the newsletter from Albert Bosk, our CEO, on Monday. It's very illuminating and inspiring, in my opinion. There's some important things in that newsletter. Understand that the IBD the trainee promotion, has been extended through the end of June, where somebody can participate in being a distributor with Beamer for $144 instead of the normal $390. And of course, that includes an online academy and your two websites for a year, your online store and your Beamer back office. Great promotion. And then, of course, there's a new distinction with that trainee program. In the past, a trainee could only sell a Beamer to a customer or purchase one for themselves to become qualified as an IBD junior. They could not recruit other business partners. And, of course, that has changed. And so an IBD trainee can recruit now business partners and not just sell a Beamer. It's an important distinction. And there are, of course, these webinars that are taking place on Tuesday evenings, which are product presentation webinars for the Beamer Go at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And then, of course, we have George Varonis doing his Lunch and Learn webinar on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Mountain Time for people that want to expose somebody to not just the product but also the business side of Beamer. We do have a new portal in our back office, so we're doing creatives out of the United States now in terms of apparel and accessories and things like that. Check that out. And we do have a new brand ambassador, six-time Olympic gold swimming champion Amy Van Dyken is now an official Beamer ambassador, and that is huge news for the Beamer community in the United States. And we do have a new equine Beamer ambassador as well. The pro polo player Brandon Phillips is now on the team. So, Lisa, good morning and or good afternoon in Florida. How are you today?
Hey, David, I'm doing great. Happy Wednesday, everybody. David, I just wanted to point out that Creative yes. is launching June 15th. So,
okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I was 5 days premature.
That's okay. Yeah. You're just excited. That's all right. No worries. But they also put in a promotional flyer for Beamer Gear that is in the distributor library. As well, so you can kind of take a look at that and see what's going to be available to everybody. And then today, I'm going to talk a little bit about automation and ways that you can incorporate and some tools that you can look into that might work for you. And when I talk about automation, usually our first physical contact with somebody with Beamer is doing a demo. So you're making calls, talking to people about their health and wellness, and these are people that you know, and you've invited them to come in either to your home or your business, however you're operating, or maybe to their home. And you have the Beamer disclaimer, which everybody should be using. And there are two reasons for that. One, we are not making any health claims or income claims. We do not treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. And so it's important that they sign that disclaimer. Also, it's a way for you to gather information as far as their email address and their phone. It also then gives you permission to contact them through email and through phone or text message. And so what I have done is in my studio, which if you're just listening for the first time today, I have a wellness studio. We do personal training, and I have an intake form, whether people are coming in for personal training or for Beamer. And there is a disclaimer for both the fitness studio and for Beamer, but I've automated it. So I've created a form, and we hand them a iPad, and they're just typing in their information. One, you'll be able to read it. And two, it then captures that and puts them into a category, and that allows me to be able to follow up and you know, reach out to them, but to make it automated. So let's say you've put somebody on the Beamer and you've had them do the disclaimer on the iPad or a tablet, and you've used a form. And so there are multiple tools out there to use. I talk about MailChimp. I've talked about it before. I personally use that. There is a free MailChimp category that allows you to hold up to 2,000 contacts. And as I said to David earlier, if you have more than 2,000 contacts, you certainly will be able to pay for the next level up if you need to. There's also a platform called Jot, J-O-T, Form, and it's very easy to use. It's probably actually maybe a little easier to use than MailChimp if you're not accustomed to automated systems where they have templates, and you can delete, add different blocks of information to make it work for you. All I have done is copied and pasted off of our Beamer disclaimer from the back office, and I just loaded that in as text and pasted it into the automated form. And then instead of saying by signing below you blah blah blah, it says by clicking I agree below, and there is a place for them to sign it. They just use their finger on the iPad and they sign it, and then you have the ability to add conditions and set up automation. So, for example, setting up an automatic drip. As soon as they hit that submit button, it'll come up on the screen and it'll say thank you. But you can then immediately have an email sent to them based on what they filled in, and you know, thank you. It was a pleasure to introduce you to Beamer today. I hope you enjoyed your first session, and you can maybe give them, you know, tips. You know, make sure, because when people are with you and it's their first time on there, they're probably not hearing everything that you're saying. They're not sure about what you're doing. They don't feel anything. So, you know, they've got a lot of stuff going on in their head and they're not necessarily hearing what you're telling them. So, for example, you know, make sure that you drink, you know, more water today than you might normally. Pay attention to your energy levels. Pay attention to how you sleep. Pay attention, you know, so you want to just remind them of the things to pay attention to, because the changes are subtle. And so that thank you email goes out immediately. So before they've even had, they're done with their Beamer session, they already have a thank you from you. And then that same day, you can actually automate and set this up to where, you know, maybe 4 hours after they have signed that document on the iPad or the tablet, they get a second email. And so this might be something, again, because they're not hearing everything you say. If you have iDecide, you may want to use iDecide at that point, so they can actually go through that interactive video while it's still fresh on their mind. They were on the device. The iDecide really should be reiterating anything that you may be introduced to them while you were doing a session. And then you can set up a drip from there, what's called an automated drip. So, and you don't even have to think about these. Once they're set up, they're done. And, you know, maybe day two, I always like to provide validation or social proof. And what that means is, like, who else is using this? And, you know, that's why we have the ambassadors, which has been just amazing, all these new ambassadors coming on. So maybe you create an email around the ambassadors. Maybe you create an email around the NASA collaboration agreement. So you want to give them validation and social proof. And then maybe the next day you want to give them some science, because now they're wondering, like, how does this thing really work? I didn't feel anything. You can send them to life.beamergroup.com/science. And then fifth email on, which would be day four, you know, at that point you could maybe, you know, send them to the testimonial page, you know, maybe reiterate, you know, more energy, better sleep, and highlight the benefits of the Beamer, and also a call to action. Have you made a second appointment? Have you made a second appointment for another session? So doesn't mean that you're not going to contact them and follow up with them by phone or text, but this is just in the background. So, you know, any marketing training will tell you that it takes 5 to 12 contacts with an individual before they actually make a purchase decision. So this is giving you your session as one contact. Actually, prior to that, just getting them in the door was one contact, and then you have your session as two, and now you've got 5 emails that are going to them automatically that you don't have to think about. And I know, this is the big picture. So if, but the ones that I use, that I have used, I find that JotForm is pretty easy to use. There is a free category with that allows you to send a certain number or to set up a certain number of forms. And then after that, there is the paid options. I always tell everybody, start with free. That way your investment is minimal, and except for time and setting stuff up. But it'll give you an opportunity to see how this will work for you. Also, MailChimp has a free platform as well. And then there are some others that I use. I have used in the past ClickFunnels, Infusionsoft. Those give you a free trial, but not necessarily free to use to a certain level of forms or contacts. So I would start with the free stuff. There are other platforms out there. I'm only talking about the ones that I am personally familiar with. And if, you know, right now we're still, you know, we're waiting for the announcement that we can start placing orders. One of the things that I did while we were in lockdown and without product was I took all of my paper intake forms prior to implementing the tablet or the iPad in the automated system. I took all the past forms, and I've been doing this for, you know, 4 years, and I've done a lot of shows. So these are all people. So any disclaimers that you have, and hopefully you've saved them, and you can read what they wrote on there for their email address, it would be a good time to go back and pull those all out and use those to start practicing with, but also to, you know, use those to make the announcement of, you know, our new product, our new Go product, and, you know, the Class 2 medical device. So, David, any questions?
So, yes. So JOT, J-O-T, is it, it's jotform.com, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And so between MailChimp and JotForm, are you using one more than the other? And did you say that, and did I miss that?
Yeah, so I've been using MailChimp for a while because I use it in my other businesses. So I use that a lot. I use JotForm to create a form, and then I can also implement that into a MailChimp email. I think the JotForm, if you're just starting out and trying to automate, and it's just super easy, and you know it guides you all along the way on how to build that. So I would recommend if you're new to this whole automated email thing and landing pages and creating forms online, I would say JotForm would be the easiest to get started.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, all this automation is really just to supplement, you know, the face-to-face interaction that we have with people, which is by far the most effective. And we need to emphasize that to everyone.
This is not to replace communication by picking up the phone and calling a potential client or customer or distributor. It is just to keep you and your business and your brand at the top of their mind. And,
right.
You know, most, you know, the email open rate is pretty low, so we don't want to bombard people. But after someone's been on the Beamer for a first session, again, they leave there, didn't feel anything, or maybe they did, but they're not sure. They maybe felt like they had more energy that later that afternoon, but then they, you know, kind of write it off to, well, I slept better than I slept in a week. Maybe it was just that. So, you know, people are always trying to go, maybe it was something else. And this way, they want more information and they can absorb it at their own pace. And we have some amazing marketing tools. Again, thank you to Brad Horn, that, you know, these are ways that we can use them and stay at the top of, you know, stay top of mind with your customers. Plus, I mean, I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure it's happened to you before, David. You've put somebody on the Beamer, and then all of a sudden you get five new customers or, you know, that are interested too, and you're waiting to hear back from them, and you kind of forget about people. Like you're kind of on to who's the hottest prospect. And this way, you're still staying in touch with people. Even if you forget about them, they're still getting your information, especially in those first, you know, in that first week.
Right. So, I mean, the fortune's in the follow-up, and the biggest challenge for all of us is people slipping through the cracks and not having some kind of systematic way of following up with everybody. You know, and we need to emphasize what Lisa's talking about here. You know, this is kind of a one-on-one automated process. So don't confuse it with mass email blasts, which A, it's not compliant to do that, and B, it's incredibly ineffective. I mean, this is a one-on-one, face-to-face business, and it will always be that way. And we're going to have way more success, you know, with the hands-on.
Correct. And when you're setting this up, let's say you have a customer that comes in and does a session with you on Monday, their drip starts immediately on Monday. And then you have a customer that comes in on Tuesday, their drip starts immediately on Tuesday. So there's no going back to your computer and going, okay, well, what should I send them to follow up? And it will take some time to get this set up from the beginning. But I promise you, if you take the time to set it up initially, it will make the follow-up easier. And this is just initial follow-up. I'm talking about just this one thing. I'm talking about doing a session with a disclaimer form and how to keep track of those people. And then, mm-hmm. That's a starting point. And then once you start to automate that, then, you can start doing a monthly newsletter where somebody's getting something from you once a month. You're not bombarding them. And, and make it look nice so that when they start to open, everyone opens a thank you. And I would use that in the subject line, thank you. Everybody appreciates gratitude. So I would definitely use that in the subject line for the very first one. And then they're kind of expecting, something. And then you send them an interactive I decide later that day when they're wondering what the heck just happened to them. Now they're super impressed with our marketing materials. And, they may pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, can I do another session?
This is great information. I'm so glad you chose this as a topic because I'm pretty computer literate, but, I'm not automated my process whatsoever. And I know people have slipped through the cracks as a result. And, I'm using my spreadsheet, my quote list, but it's not it's automated whatsoever. And it's
right.
Not,
and this is a way. Yeah. And we've had people ask before, like, how do you keep track of all your clients and customers? And like I said, there are other customer retention marketing platforms out there. Find one that feels good to you. Find one that works for you. Find one that you can understand. Some are easier than others. And, don't let it frustrate you. Take the tutorials that these platforms offer so they can, walk you through how to use them. But once you do it, it really, it will save you time. And I personally believe it will increase your business.
Lisa, thanks so much for sharing with us today. One thing that I thought of in your conversation about like promotional flyer, the one that is on the back office for the ghost set, if people have been trying to print it, you may find that it's illegible. There's a glitch with it. And if you do need this form, you're welcome to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. Bettina has fixed it and sent it to all of us in her region. So I have that and I can forward it to people if you need that go flyer, because we are going to be back in business soon and I'm super excited to get back to it. We do have some callers in the queue, Lisa, if you don't have anything else to add.
Nope, that's it. Any questions? It's Whatever Wednesday, so it does not have to pertain to automation and what we talked about today. So any questions? Also, too, if there are any ideas, any topics, any training topics, things that you want to know more about, if you also want to jump on the line and, share suggestions, we are happy to have those calls come through as well. Thanks, David.
Yes, because Lisa and I are always trying to brainstorm on some kind of training topic for Whatever Wednesday, and we do need to enlist the feedback of our audience to see if there's certain topics that we've missed or something that was discussed in the past that they'd like to hear about again. So our first caller is area code 713-569, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David and Lisa. It's Sandra, the regular on Blog Talk.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. So listen, fabulous information, Lisa. And I have two questions. One, if you could share with maybe a few of the questions on your intake form. For those of us, I don't have a place of business. My sessions are usually either at their location or mine. So So that's question one. And question two is, how might one use the, any suggestion you have on using the JOT form for the older disclaimers where I don't have any kind of intake, maybe just some notes? Have you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah. So first of all, on an intake form, and again, I mean, I'm training people, so I have to know everything that's going on with their body. But most people, if they're coming to you or they've agreed to have a demo session or they're paying for sessions, there's something going on with their body. So you want to know that. So I make my intake form very vague so that we can have a conversation. But I have things for them to check off. So do you have any issues, any areas of concern? Please check below. So I have like joints, lower back. Think about the things that people that, you know, that we hear often, right? Have you had any operations? Have you had an organ transplant? That is definitely one that is on my thing. I also have a space for them to list medications, and I tell them I don't necessarily need to know the name of the medication. I need to know what they're taking it for, because when you're talking to people about their health, the it's amazing how they forget. So I've had people like literally not check off joint, and I go, all your joints are good, shoulders, hips, knees, elbows, everything works great. And they're like, yes. And then they get up and then I see them limping back to the back of my studio. I'm like, why are you limping? Oh, I had a hip replacement. Oh, well, that's a joint. So people forget. They learn to live with whatever it is that they're living with, whatever discomfort that they're living with. One of the biggest things that people do is high blood pressure. Mostly I get high blood pressure. Very rarely do I get low blood pressure, but high blood pressure. So when they go to medications and they put down that they're taking high blood pressure medication, that's important for us to know, right, on Beamer. We're dealing with the vascular system. So you know, those type of questions, and you just have them check it off. Like, yes, I have joint issues. And then you have the conversation with them. And then regarding old disclaimers that you're putting in, you're only going to have their email address and their phone number and their first and their last name. And that's okay. You want to capture that. You want to get that into your contact list so that you have a way to put them into an automated drip. And maybe you create two separate categories, one for past demo clients and then a new list for new demo clients with the intake on it.
Perfect.
That answer your question?
Very completely, as always.
Okay, great. Thanks, Sandra. Have a great day.
You too.
That was great, Lisa. Thank you.
Oh, I thought.
Oops, I just muted Sandra. Hang on a second. Sandra.
Okay. Since I'm moving into the equine world, could you see using this type of information in that world as well?
Absolutely. You just use the equine disclaimer, and so you would have two different forms, one for human, one for equine. We used an automated sign-in when we since February, we did a horse show in Pennsylvania, and we used it for both human and horse. And again, it's great. You know, what issues are going on with the horse.
Excellent. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Sandra. Area code 919-802. 919-802, you're live on Block Talk.
Hi, this is Joan from North Carolina. And I really I really appreciate this type of information because I don't have any experience with it at all. So when you fill out your forms, your intake forms with JOT form, and then you have the sequence of emails or other forms, can you automate it in JotForm to send them out a week apart, or how does that happen? Do you have to transfer to the MailChimp or what?
No, you don't. Actually, that's the beauty of JotForm, is it's actually much simpler than MailChimp. And after you build your form, then you go into a settings mode that you can put in the conditions. You can send the emails after submission, and then you can add, you know, you do the first email, and then you add the second email. You tell it how many days you want it to go or how many hours you want it to go after the one before that, and you can publish right from JotForm.
And then can you have is there an area to track how many you sent out to who or what, or does it give you a feedback?
It does. Just like MailChimp does, it gives you your open rate and all of that, so you can see who has opened.
Great. You know, I think this topic would be very cool for like a Saturday session, you know, on different forms of automation or different styles or different ways you can do it for people who are just getting into this stuff. It would be nice if it could be built into one longer, maybe 2-hour session or something, or 3-hour session. Just a thought.
I will pose that to the powers be, and maybe Casey Conrad and I could put something together.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Joan.
Okay.
Area code 407-421. 407-421, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, this is Denise from Orlando. And
hi,
I have a question. Hi there, and thank you again for all that excellent information as far as the automated things. I am very new at that as well, so I'm going to investigate that a little bit more. The question that I have is, it's been said now with the Go set to use the B pad down the spine as part of the, you know, the basic sessions, and then you could put it between the legs twice a day. Now, prior
Correct.
To the Go set, we were always told to do the B body, which now is we'd be doing the pad, but then we always put the pad across the stomach because, as they said, life is in the gut and so is death in the gut. And as far as, you know, working all that out. So are we not advocating putting it on the stomach anymore as part of the basic session?
Well, that was the way you were trained, Denise, but, I mean, there was never any basic plan that was discussed in academies or anything like that where you were supposed to put the B-pad over somebody's gut. I mean, some of us choose to do that. It makes a lot of sense, but that was never any part of any kind of basic plan. The basic plan was, you know, doing the B-body twice a day, you know, intensity level 3, 4, 5, 6 over 4 weeks and repeating once in the morning, once in the evening. And now we're just saying, you know, we can achieve a very similar effect without the B-body by doing the same thing, changing the settings button from high to low, running the B-pad down the spine for 8 minutes. Dr. Burka has discussed doing 8 minutes in the morning down the spine, 8 minutes in between the legs in the evening. Doing it on your gut, I mean, you can coach people to do that. It makes a lot of sense, but there was never any formal basic plan that said we needed to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Make it a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great day.
Area code 735, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kristen. I'm calling from New Jersey. Thank you so much,
Kristen,
for the information today. I'm actually learning so much. I do have some questions regarding the disclaimer. So I'm just wondering what disclaimer everybody's using, you know, how they've adapted it to their needs, and then if there's been any updates regarding the new classification.
Okay, so
go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah. The Beamer disclaimer for both human and the vet set is in your back office. under the distributor library, everybody should be using the disclaimer that is in your back office. It's underneath, it's in the distributor library underneath legal and compliance. And you can just copy and paste that disclaimer. Do not change one single word in the disclaimer. Do not create your own. Use the ones that are provided in the distributor library.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yes. And then as far as updates, we are waiting to hear this week from the FDA that the import alert has been lifted. And as soon as that happens, we will be notified and they will open the web shop.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Yes, we all look forward to that notification. I think they said 7 to 11 business days. I do believe today is business day number 9. And knowing the way the FDA has been working lately, they will wait until probably the very end of day 11 to make the announcement. But we're very confident we're going to be moving forward, shipping soon. And we have 700 units ready to jump on an airplane. We're shipping a lot more, by sea. And then we have another 700 units prepared for airship, because we are going to go through those first 700 really fast. Our hope is the Beamers that are on the, doing maritime shipping to the United States will get here before the 700 are used up, because it's incredibly expensive to airship this kind of quantity. And we're trying to be fiscally responsible, but we are prepared. So if the ones that are on a ship don't look like they're going to be here by the time the first 700 run out, we'll be putting another 700 on another flight, and we will be assuring that we are not in a backorder situation. We're excited to get back to business. We have a bunch more callers, and now we're running out of time. 859-588, you are live on Blog Talk.
Claudia in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. I just have a question. Is there a video of where Dr. Burka was speaking, how to use the Beamer Go?
There is not.
Okay, because evidently I missed using it like in 8 minutes, in the back, and then 8 minutes in the evening down the legs. So I was just curious if there had been a talk on that.
David, Dr. Burka did talk when the Go set was initially announced. It was on a Beamer Saturday that was recorded, and it was sent out to everybody in an email. So I would say, hopefully you didn't delete your emails, and you can go back and click on the recording. I don't remember the date that Saturday was. David, do you?
Mm-hmm. I was actually on the call. And I've evidently just missed that part, so.
We can find it.
Okay.
You can email me too, Claudia.
Okay.
If you can't find it, email me, and together you and I can find it.
Okay, so david.olson@beamermail.com.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you all. It's been a great call. Thanks to me. Uh-huh.
Make it a
Bye.
Great day.
Bye.
Area code 509-869. 509-869, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Patty up in Newport, Washington. Just a clarification.
Hi.
So you said to replace the B pad for the B body, you put it on the low setting, and then you do the normal down the back in the morning and down the knees in the evening, and what is the reason for taking it to the half?
The low setting?
Power. Yeah.
The low setting? Okay, so understand, normally the arrow is pointing up to high, and the B pad, remember the amount of electromagnetic field that the B pad puts out is roughly three times the amount that the B body puts out. So the bee body puts out 3.5 and 35 microtesla through those 10 intensity levels, whereas the bee pad puts out between 10.5 and 105. And so to emulate or simulate the bee body as best as we can, to approximate it as best as we can, we change the setting to low so that that bee pad is operating similarly to the bee body for a systemic effect.
Okay, great. Thanks for that good explanation. And we take the plus signal off just like normal in the evening?
For the evening session, that's what we suggest, yes.
Okay, great. Thanks for that clarification. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Patty. Make it a great day. Area code 707-481. 707-481, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was driving. I am now stopped. I am also interested in exactly how we are to use the bee pad. I missed writing down what the teslas were on high versus low on the pad. The low, I wrote down what she was saying, three, start with the three and low, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes down your back. But on the legs, is it only from the knees down, or can you do the thigh area as well, and you have to do each leg separately? Do we have them lay on it, put it on the top?
Remember, the belt, the signal comes out both sides, and the belt is about the entire length of your leg. So if you put it on its edge in between your legs, like starting with the crotch and moving down, it's going to get both legs simultaneously.
Oh, that's between both legs. Okay, great.
Yep.
And then that's on the low setting, and the low setting on the pad on three is?
Well, so for every intensity level, if you have it set to low, the arrow pointing down, each increment as you go 1 through 10 is 3.5 microtesla. So intensity level 2 is 7, intensity level 3 is 10.5, so on and so forth.
Okay, very good. And then we can still put it on high, and if they do have some kind of a back issue, they'll run down their spine, across their lower back, et cetera. And I can do that as much as possible. Okay.
Yep.
But just for replacing the body is where we put it on the low and do it in those other appropriate places. Yeah, and I do agree with the woman. It would be cool to have a seminar or something, maybe separately, on having all this communication to expose people to, you know, the jot or the tot. I'm going to have to re-listen to this whole thing and write notes down, because it would be handy to have that. All right. Thank you very, very much. You guys do a great
job.
Welcome. We appreciate your. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Area code 704-301. 704-301, you're live on Blog Talk. 704-301, you're live on Blog Talk. Going once, going twice.
Hey.
We are down to 90 seconds, so let's make this question quick.
I have a client who noticed on her mat, talking about the signal, you know, when she uses the scanner, the left-hand top side, like by her head, and also it's the same on my pad. I checked mine. It's really, really strong in the top left-hand corner, nothing on the right. And anyway, I was just wondering how to explain that to her.
Well, there are no coils around the head. Have you ever taken the cover off of your beef body?
I'm aware there's no coils there, but yet the signal is really strong in that top left corner, which concerns her when we tell her don't use it on your head over a signal one, you know, intensity one, and then she's got this really strong signal on the left side. Is there a reason why that might be, or?
Oh, that sounds like an anomaly, Lisa. I mean, I've never heard of this.
I haven't heard of it either. It might be the way you're holding the scanner, because if you're holding that anywhere where it's receiving what's coming out of those first top two coils, that could be the issue. I actually just scanned mine today, and I've never had that issue.
Yeah, I was able to duplicate it on mine, which was we both had the same situation, that the signal just really, really loud, top left corner, nothing on the right. It was really peculiar.
You're talking to B-Body, correct?
I am, yes. B-Body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I mean, the Beamer can do no harm. And the B-Body operates at a much lower microtesla than the accessories anyway. We're really conservative in the United States. I mean, Europe is much more liberal on intensity levels and things. I don't think you have to be concerned whatsoever. I wouldn't worry about it. You may want to call the medical support line and ask them what they think about it. Lisa?
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, everyone. We have reached our 45 minutes, so we've got to go. We do have a couple callers, area code 352 and 207. If you could write your questions down and get into the queue earlier next week, we would love to answer them. So thanks for everybody calling in today. We appreciate all of you. Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me. Everybody, make it a great Wednesday. I'm waiting for the end of show announcement, but my internet is just circling and circling, so we may have to wrap this up without our salutation. Make it a good day, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.